FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two suspected would-be hijackers have been shot, allegedly by their victim in the south of Durban. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says they responded to the scene on Edwin Swales Drive a short while ago.
Initial reports are that an alleged armed robbery occurred here and a shootout occurred between the suspects and the victim. At this stage, I can confirm two people have been shot, believed to be suspects.
Police have launched a manhunt after a retired police officer was shot and killed in Ladysmith. It's understood the 65-year-old was ambushed in the St. Chad's area this morning. Authorities say the motive for the attack is not known at this stage. In northern KZN, police are also probing a double murder after two people were killed at their home in Paul Petersburg. Provincial SAP spokesperson Robert Netsiunda.
Two people aged 41 and 55 years old were allegedly shot and killed on Saturday. Reports indicated that the male and the female victims were at their place of residence at Mangosuthu area when they were attacked by unknown people who opened fire at them, rally warning them at the scene.
More than 100 injured South African soldiers are said to be evacuated from the DRC to South Africa this week. The troops were part of peacekeeping efforts in the east of that country where they clashed with M23 rebels. Reports confirm that the United Nations will oversee the evacuation process. The MK party has expelled two members for disciplinary violations. One of them was deployed in the National Council of Provinces, while the other served in the legislature in Mpumalanga. Party Secretary General Floyd Jabambu says the expulsions demonstrate the party's commitment to enforcing internal discipline and maintaining unity within its ranks.
Our organization, Umkhonto weSizwe, must collectively resist the temptation of destructive conduct and behavior from amongst its cadres and members. These two expulsions are a demonstration that we do not and will not tiptoe on matters that relate to internal discipline.
A New Zealand government minister has resigned from his post for putting his hand on a staff member's upper arm during what has been described as an animated discussion. The country's Minister for Commerce and Consumer Affairs, Andrew Bailey, has told reporters his behaviour was inappropriate and overbearing. He says he is deeply sorry. He says there was a complaint lodged about his behaviour after last week's incident. It's the second apology Bailey has offered for his conduct in a space of months. His visit to a New Zealand business last October turned sour when a worker wrote a letter of complaint saying the minister appeared to have been drinking, swore and called him a loser repeatedly, even forming an L with his fingers on his forehead. Bailey sent two apologies saying he misread the moment and meant his comments in a light-hearted manner. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas face a massive test tomorrow when they take on Australia in the Champions Trophy. Looking at some action from the Champions Trophy, New Zealand currently 20 for 2, chasing Bangladesh's 236 for 9 in their 50 overs. And then Enzo Maresca says his Chelsea team have to rely less on Cole Palmer.